Let's look at the Good Shepherd and the story that we had. There is an outline in your bulletins. When Jesus taught, he used parables often. In this case, it's probably more of an allegory. An allegory is a story where you have the ideas symbolized as people. And then a parable is a short story of sorts that is meant to teach a moral or religious lesson. Now, we have in John 10, it's kind of a story, allegory, parable. There's different things pictured in it. There's a sheepfold, a sheep, a door, a shepherd, a gatekeeper, and then there's a stranger. Now, Jesus doesn't identify himself as anyone in the story. He leaves that up to the disciples and the apostles, and also the Pharisees to whom he is talking. I like the translation that we had, because not all translations will actually add that, but we'll look how this is connected to chapter 9. And he's actually speaking to the Pharisees here. And of course, beyond that, those two groups, it's to us to understand. And that was the point of the video, because the video helps us understand a little bit of what he was talking about. Because some of us have probably never seen a sheep. Anybody never seen a sheep close up? I don't know, not everybody has. We certainly haven't seen a sheepfold or anything like what we had in the video. It's very different. So Jesus is using these figures of speech, and even for them, as close as they were to it, they didn't understand what he was talking about. Now, what's in chapter 10 is directly connected to chapter 9. And in chapter 9, there was something that we had. It was in March. It was the next to last weekend in March. We looked at chapter 9 where Jesus healed a man that was born blind. And this is right at the end of that story. It's carrying on from that, where this blind man had got his sight back. And he was totally blind physically, but he could see spiritually. The Pharisees, who were blind, had their eyes and they could see physically, they were blind spiritually. Now, Jesus uses this example as he healed the person and as the person worshiped Jesus, because, see, Jesus was an example of what he talked about in the story. He sought the guy out in the busy temple that had people and commotion all over the place. The guy had been cast out by these Pharisees that Jesus is talking to. And Jesus took the time to go back into the temple and find the guy, call him by name, and then invite the man as he fell down and he worshiped Jesus Christ. So Jesus, even though he doesn't mention he is the Good Shepherd, he, at least in these first 10 verses, he's referring to himself as that. That's really important, because most people, many, many people, even people in church, have a caricature of who God is. And oftentimes that's incorrect. You think God is cruel. Think God is distant. God is uncaring. Now, those misconceptions are oftentimes reinforced by teachings that they've heard in the church, on the radio, or maybe by people that are bad examples themselves, or maybe even by the fact that we might not know what the Scripture is saying and how God is described in them. So Jesus is caring, he's loving, and he wants to show people what God is like, that he is this good shepherd. He finds us, he knows us by name, he protects us, and he leads us safely. Jesus is the legitimate shepherd. He comes to his fold, he receives them. Now, every sheep herding community in Palestine at those times had a community sheepfold. They had a place where the sheep would gather at night, and there were many different shepherds and many different flocks. And these flocks would all gather in the one sheepfold in the evening. And there would be a gatekeeper who would be there during the day, because the shepherds would come and they would call out to the sheep. And then they would lead their sheep out to pastures, and then they would come back at the end of the day, and the gatekeeper would say, "Yeah, we know who you are," and they would come in. And actually, God in Ezekiel, the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, picks up this whole idea that they lived with, because this was very common to them. And God talks about himself as being the shepherd that stands at the door of the gate of the sheepfold and inspects each sheep as they come in. With his rod, he looks at them and he examines them to make sure that they're okay. Really beautiful picture of God, of Jesus Christ. And Jesus had just done this with the man that was born blind. You see, he proved that he had the authority to do that. And he did it doubly by healing the man of his blindness. Now, if you think about that, he's talking to the Pharisees here, and he's telling them in these first couple of verses that they are actually the thieves and the robbers because they didn't go through him. Because they didn't go through him, they're the ones, even though they're shepherding, they came over the walls and they're inside shepherding the flock. But you know, it reveals the amazing love and compassion of Jesus Christ. These Pharisees had already planned to kill Jesus. And what Jesus is doing is he is giving them one more chance. This is what God does. This is the compassion and love of God. He's coming to them and he's saying, okay, you didn't understand. At the end of that chapter, chapter 9, they asked Jesus a question because he was talking about sight and being the light of the world. And they asked him a question. They said, well, so Jesus, are you saying that we're blind? Are you saying that we don't see? And Jesus is saying, let me draw you a picture. Let me draw you a picture for you about what I'm talking about. And tell me what you see. His grace and his compassion, his love is incredible. What he's doing in these first six verses is he's gathering together his flock. And he's calling out to these people who are his own that they should hear his voice. And you know he's doing the exact same thing today. He's calling out. He's calling out to you. He's speaking to you and me. He's calling with his voice, and he's asking, do we hear him? Do you hear the voice of Jesus Christ? Do you sense your sheepness? That you need guidance. You need help. We need direction from God. Do we listen for the voice of the shepherd? The picture that he describes is one of a loving and kind shepherd. Do we stop? And he encourages us to look and listen in your busy life. Let me draw you a thought that came to mind. Because the sheep will hear the voice of the shepherd. You know, each shepherd in Palestine, very interesting, is they had a unique call. And they would call out to their sheep. So in these communal sheepfolds, when the shepherd came up to the sheepfold, they would call out. They had a distinct call that their group of sheep would remember. And as we were on our break between the services, there was a gentleman, Jim Wenegut, who grew up with sheep. And Jim came to me and he said, you know, that's true because his father tended sheep. And when he would go there and call out, sheep paid no attention to him. When his dad would go and call, the sheep stopped whatever sheep do, and they looked up, and they responded to his voice. That's what Jesus is talking about. So when the sheep hear that voice amongst all the other sheep, they go, oh, that's my shepherd, and they look up, and then they go out, and they have their pastures, and he leads them forth, and they know that. They respond to that. They realize, this is my shepherd. Now, do you ever get a thought? Do you ever get an idea that comes into your mind that's out of the ordinary? Let's say you have a thought to call someone and encourage them. You have a thought to communicate with someone. Let's say it's somebody that is hurting right now, and you have a thought maybe to pray for them or reach out to them. And ask them if you can pray for them. I can assure you that that is the voice of your shepherd talking. That is the Holy Spirit speaking to you, communicating to you. How do you know that? How do you know it's God speaking to you? Because the Word of God tells us to pray for one another. So you don't need to doubt that that is actually God speaking to you. It's the voice of your good shepherd that's coming to you, and when we respond to that, we are being led by God, and it will be a blessing to us and to the people that we're serving. Because God's called you to be a blessing, and He wants to bless through you. Look at it this way. Sheep are absolutely helpless. They need a shepherd. You have challenges in your life. I have challenges in my life. It's reality. We have emotional difficulties, we have relational difficulties, we have financial difficulties, we have all sorts of things that we're dealing with. In your work and your daily life, they involve countless opportunities to be a good moral example. Now, we have to ask ourselves a question. Do we know what Scripture is telling us? Do we know what the Word of God is speaking to us and encouraging us to do? Scriptures are the voice of the shepherd speaking to you. Now, we may acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the shepherd. We might acknowledge that He is the legit shepherd. But that is just the opening. That is the door. That is the door through which we go through. There is so much more. There is so much more that God wants to bring into our lives, that He wants to pour into our lives. The Pharisees didn't understand this because they didn't see Jesus as their shepherd. And Jesus is making it clearer in many ways, but He's making it more difficult in other ways because He's saying, I'm the one, I'm the door. And later on in John 14, He's going to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. And He promises us in verse 10, He says, you will be safe, saved. And not only that, but He's going to lead you out. He's going to lead you back in. And I'm convinced, I think this is true, none of us really want to be only safe. We need safety. And all of us want to have safety. That is a fundamental, basic, essential need. We need to feel safe and secure. But none of us want that only. We want more than that. We want to live a life that makes an impact on somebody, that makes an impact on your kids, a positive impact. We want to make an impact in our workplaces, in everything we do. We don't want our lives to be meaningless. We want them to be important. And you know what the shepherds would do in those days is they would actually give their sheep names. They would actually give their sheep names, and they would call them by that name. Now, what that speaks to me is that each and every one of us under Jesus Christ have a purpose. You have a purpose and a reason why God has created you. And when we listen to the voice of the shepherd, we understand that purpose. We receive that purpose. We grow in that. Jesus says He is going to lead us out, and He says in the end in verse 10, to life, life abundantly, overflowing life, deep life, weighty life, joyous life. He just doesn't want you to survive. He wants you to thrive. He really does. You know that if sheep stay in the sheep pen, they will die. They have to get out of the sheep pen. Now, the reality of that is you're going to go through some scary situations. You're going to go through some difficult situations in our lives. But we walk by faith, not by sight. Let's trust the shepherd and believe that He has a plan and purpose, even if we don't see it. And let His voice, let His promises speak to us and guide us and help us. You know, here's a question to ask yourself. You think about Jesus as your good shepherd. He's the one leading you and guiding you. And as you think about who is leading me in my life, think about if someone saw your life, would they see that Jesus Christ is leading you? Would they see that Jesus Christ is your good shepherd? You know, God is going before us. He's comforting us. And he opened up the door. There's nothing actually between you and God. Nothing. The cross of Christ took care of that. You know, there's a song that I remember, and I'm going to sing it to you. It's a song about sheep. And at the end of the second service, actually, Dean Hall came up to me, and he said, "I know the guy that wrote that song." He's a Lutheran missionary that worked in Russia. And he had a whole testimony behind it, but it's about being a sheep. Aren't you glad you're a sheep? I'm glad I'm a sheep. Because I can't do it on my own. And I would go crazy if I didn't have the help of Jesus Christ. I want that abundant life. I want all that he's got for me. So here's how it goes. I don't want to be a goat. Nope. I don't want to be a goat. Nope. Because a goat ain't got no hope. Nope. I don't want to be a goat. Nope. I just want to be a sheep. Bah. I just want to be a sheep. Bah. From my head down to my feet, bah. I just want to be a sheep, bah. Isn't it good to be a sheep? Let's just rejoice in that this is the wonderful grace of God under our beautiful and glorious Good Shepherd. God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.